midday on a Friday. That can only mean one thing. It's Red Friday on the Bill Riley Show here on ESPN 700. Now back to the voice of the Utes and Utah legends right here on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Speaking of Utah legends, we'll talk to former Utah All-American point guard, DeLon Wright, who's now a member of the Toronto Raptors. We'll talk to him after the top of the hour. Back in Salt Lake City for a little while, so we'll talk to DeLon how his rookie year went with the Toronto Raptors. I'm live in Oxford, Mississippi today. Tonight, Brian Kenneberg and I will have the call of Utah and Ole Miss right here on ESPN 700. Utah's only their fifth ever appearance in the NCAA tournament, last one coming in 2009 when they surprised everybody and won the Mountain West tournament and took care of TCU. Our next guest, he's got just a little bit of experience with NCAA tournament baseball. Ironically enough, his tenure in the state of Florida and my tenure in the state of Florida were identical, 1995 to 2001. We both moved on to greener pastures and have had pretty good success. However, a year ago, he decided he didn't want to coach baseball anymore and retired. I think it's okay. He had a 32-year run that saw him win two national championships. He's the only, he and Augie Garrido, the only guys to take to win two different College World Series with two different programs. Of course, I'm talking about the man that won at Pepperdine, Florida, and the University of Arizona, one of the all-time greats in college baseball, Andy Lopez, with us here on the Bill Riley Show. How are you, Coach?
Bill, you're in Oxford, man, huh?
I am. I'm just outside the Grove. I'm just outside of Swayze Stadium. I'll be there tonight.
You know this
place pretty well, don't you?
Oh, do I ever. Make sure you guys score early and keep those guys in the outfield quiet.
Well, they got to score early, Coach, because Ole Miss is like 37-1 when they lead after the sixth inning. You don't want to go into the sixth or later behind with these guys. They're pretty good, aren't they?
Oh, I know it. Yeah, Mike Bianco's a longtime friend. I remember when Mike was a young assistant for Skip Berman at LSU. You probably do as well, Bill, but he's done a marvelous job. But, hey, Bill Kinnenberg has got to be the talk, if not in college baseball. It's on the West Coast, man. What Bill and his staff have done at Utah this year is just what a – I mean, I love Bill. Mike, you know, Crawford is I think I told you this, but I'm coaching at the University of Florida. I'm running my summer baseball camp, and there's this little 12, 13-year-old guy, and I look at the roster. It says Tucson, Arizona. I go, hey, man, you're lost. This is Gainesville, Florida. What are you doing here? And it's Mike Crawford at my summer camp in Gainesville, Florida. So I've known Mike for a long time. His dad coached my son here in Tucson, was their basketball coach. So I'm pulling like crazy for Bill Kinnenberg and the Utah Utes, and what a marvelous, marvelous year they've had.
And Andy, you know this because you know how difficult, having coached at Arizona for as long as you did, you know how difficult this conference is. The job that Bill did this year, he was named Manager of the Year, and I don't think there was any other choice than Bill Kinnenberg yesterday. But
no, yes.
How about the job that they did this year? Now, they expected to be better this year. I think if you got the true serum out for Bill, he would have told you, probably middle. We'd love to be middle of the pack in the Pac-12. That'd be a good year for us. But to start the season 6-16 and then win the conference, that's not easy to do.
You know, here's the thing, and, you know, I did, a couple weeks ago I was up there doing a ball game, yeah, you guys against BYU, and you played marvelously that night, and I was so impressed. I'd only seen you guys on TV a couple times, and I was fortunate to do a little bit of Pac-12 baseball analyst job, and one of my games was Utah-BYU, and I'd heard all these stories about BYU, and I looked at their numbers, and their offense was mind-boggling, and I'd been following the Pac, as I always did. I'm a Pac-12 rat. I played at UCLA, and coaching in it, and you know, I'm very prejudiced, but I think it's as good a conference as there in the nation. I'm anxious to see how the weekend goes for the four schools, but the thing that really, really just boggles my mind, and I tip my hat to Bill and his staff and his senior athletes in that program right now. To lose on Tuesdays and Wednesdays is a tough thing to bounce back on the weekend, no matter who you're playing. But to do it in the pack is mind-boggling. I mean, for those guys to lose on a Tuesday and then regroup, so what I'm talking about is there's obviously some intangibles going on in his program, and it's a credit to Bill and his staff, but to the senior athletes too. Because, I mean, who are we kidding? Ultimately, hey, there's one thing I learned a long time ago, Bill. I was a really good coach when I had good players. You know,
I mean,
boy, when I had good players, man, I was really smart. You know, when I had a closer, I was really smart. So when you have good leadership and all those intangible things, it shows up on the field. And you know, the parents of these senior athletes, the parents of the athletes in that program right now need to be commended, Bill and his staff. But that's a mind-boggling thing because you're right. It is 10 weeks of day in and day out, weekends, I should say, 10 weekends of just day in and day out competition, and you can't make a mistake. And they would do it after getting beat on Tuesday by whoever, right? They'd lose on Tuesday and then roll into somewhere and win 2 out of 3 in the pack. It was what an amazing accomplishment, truly an amazing accomplishment.
Andy Lopez is with us, a Hall of Fame baseball coach, 2 World Series to his credit, now a little bit of an analyst job for the Pac-12 networks. One of the national narratives last weekend was, well, the Pac-12's got to be down this year. They're not very good because Utah won the league and they didn't host any regional sites. I kind of look at it and say, okay, well, yeah, Utah surprised, but I look at it the same way I kind of look at football. I thought it was a good year. They didn't have a great team per se, but in a lot of ways the league might have cannibalized itself a little bit.
I agree with you, Bill. And, you know, the one thing, you know, we have our roots, well, not our roots, but we spent our time in that part of the country where you are right now, in the southeastern part of the country. And for anybody that's never been there, it is an amazing environment. I mean, who are we kidding? But the reality of it is it's Oxford, Mississippi, where you guys are right now. It's Baton Rouge. It's Starkville, Mississippi. It's Gainesville, Florida. Well, what do you mean by that, Coach? It's 100,000 people. I mean, there's, you know, you turn the lights on a Wednesday night and 5,000 people show up. I mean, there's nothing else going on. That's no disrespect to anybody, but that's the reality of it. It's not San Francisco, California. It's not Salt Lake City, Utah. It's not, you know, where you can go skiing. You can go do some. It's not Los Angeles. You know, it's not Phoenix, Arizona. So the reality of it is that those programs are marvelous programs. I had a great time at Florida, went to Omaha a couple times, won a couple conference championships in the Southeastern Conference, enjoyed every moment of my time there. But I'm a born and raised kid from L.A., played in the Pac, coached at Pepperdine, coached against the Pac. The conference is as good as any conference in the nation. Like I said, I'm really, really curious to see how everything unfolds in the next three, four days and see who goes into the next step in terms of the four teams that are representing the Pac. Is it a marvelous year this year? No, by any stretch of the imagination, only because you don't have a team with 45 wins or whatever. The records from the SEC and the ACC right now, just they scratch your mind and go, oh, my God, this guy's got 47 wins. But you're right. The talent level is not bad, and the coaching is outstanding. I've said this forever, Bill. Name me another conference. I choose anybody that's listening to your broadcast right now to do the research. Go find another conference. When I was coaching last year, myself, Mark Marcus, Pat Casey, George Horton, John Savage, there were 5 guys in a room from the Pac-12 that had national titles in their resumes. 3 of us had 2. Go name another conference in the nation where there's 2 guys that have it. Just 2. So, you know, okay, the numbers aren't, you know, mind-boggling. They don't jump out at you in terms of Pac-12 records. But, hey, let's see what happens. I mean, I think there's good baseball in the pack. There's always been good baseball in the pack, and we're going to find out in the next 4 days.
How important is it for Jason Rose to have a good start tonight for you? It's the first game. You're throwing your ace. Jason got named all Pac-12 yesterday, led the league in strikeouts. He's got a 2.6 ERA, had a really good year. He's been the Friday night guy all year for Bill. How important is it for him to have a good night tonight to get Utah off to a good start in what will be a hostile atmosphere?
Yeah, it's crucial for anybody. You know, all 4 of them are on the road, right? Every club in the pack is on the road, and they're in situations. Ironically, when I looked at the seedings this week, I've been to every single one of them. Like every single one of the 4 schools that are out there, I'd coach in those environments. And the one thing, if I could say one thing, who am I, man? I was fortunate to have some good players and good coaches, and I stood out of the way. But the one thing I would really, really just say, hey, fellas, if your starter can go the first 3 without giving up any runs and you can get on the board, even just 1 or 2 runs early, man, that's the plan. That's the plan, because if you don't, you said it. The operative word in your statement was hostile environment. Man, it becomes a real challenge when you got 6, 7, 8, 10,000 fans in Oxford, Baton Rouge, Louisiana Lafayette, Texas A&M, Texas Christian. I mean, you got a lot of people on their side, and that becomes an added strain. Because the reality of it, Bill, and who we kidding, I love the Pac-12, love it, think it's the greatest conference in the country, as good as any conference year in and year out, in everything. But the reality of it is we don't get those kind of attendance numbers. We don't get 10,000 people at a game. So it's a new environment for a lot of young guys. So it's that famous thing, take the home crowd out of the game for a while, you know, so that you guys get comfortable. You get comfortable playing the game because it's still the game. But it's a little different when there's 10,000 people going crazy because they just scored three in the first. That's the hard part.
Yeah, I did games at your place. When I did Jacksonville University and worked with Terry Alexander, right. I did games at your place. I did games at FSU. I did games down at Miami. I always tell people, though, I said, Miami, it's one of those places that sounds really cool, but when you get there, you're not, like, wowed by the atmosphere at Miami. But it's a great baseball program, UCF, good places. But none of those places, and you guys all had good atmospheres. I don't think anything's going to compare to what I'm going to see tonight. They're expecting 11,000-plus for the game tonight, Andy.
Oh, and let's be honest with you now. I've been there. I've been, like I said, Mike and I are good friends. In fact,
is this one of the best atmospheres in the SEC, if not the best?
Okay, in my opinion right now, I'll tell you, in the SEC, LSU's won because it's been that way forever. Those people go nuts, boy, and you feel it, okay? But right behind it, and I give credit to Mike Bianco, right behind it is Mike Bianco and that program right now. I mean, Arkansas is a magnificent facility. Oh, my God, your eyes fall out of your head at that facility. But in terms of what goes on at Oxford, let's put it this way. I hope your fans that are out there visiting or broadcasting, what have you, I hope you don't have to experience it yourself. But you know when they hit a home run, that outfield, that right field area just goes absolutely bananas, and it just gets contagious to the entire stadium. And I hope you guys get to see it in an opponent, not against your team, against Utah. But no, they really are rabid, and they get behind their group. And you know what? And I say this, and I have utmost respect for umpires because they don't do it professionally. The umpires that are umpiring your games tonight are not professional umpires. They have secondary. This is their secondary employment. I've always said this. The reason it's important to host a regional or a super regional, the reason it's important is because if you have a great crowd, it takes a real special individual not to be subconsciously influenced when 11,000 people are screaming and yelling on a close play at first, second, third, at the plate, or a 3-1 strike. It just takes a real special individual.
Before I let you go, Tulane and Boston College, Utah will see one of those two teams tomorrow, either in the winner's bracket or the loser's bracket. You've seen Utah, and I know you've probably are somewhat familiar with at least Tulane. What do you make of the matchup tomorrow against either one of those? How does Utah fare?
Well, this is my gut feeling now, and I mean this with all sincerity. Because I watched Utah that one night against BYU, and then I watched all three of your games on TV against Washington.
Right.
You know, with Davis, the little second baseman with the shortstop, Sigari and Dallas Carroll, and my God, the center fielder, Deshaun Kiersey.
Yes.
You've got some horses. Definitely got some. You have the players. You have the players. You match up. Now what you have to do is try like crazy to get that 11,000 fan base in Oxford, Mississippi out of the mix. If you can do that, I think you're in great shape. I really do. I think you match up really. I know Tulane very well. You match up really well with Tulane. Boston College, I don't know all that well, but Boston College has had a good year. But year in and year out, you match up. And I say that from a Pac-12 mentality. The key is going to be you got to get the 11,000 people to sit on their hands whenever you play them. So hopefully you can do that with Rose and get on the board early and go Utes, man. Go Utes.
Andy, thanks for your time. It's great catching up with you. It was good to see you a couple of weeks ago in Salt Lake, and maybe we'll cross paths a little bit later on, if not next season. Thanks so much.
Okay, Bill. Great day, buddy.
You too. Andy Lopez.